As far as I understand that, you need AC?
No, no.
Well, I understand that. As far as I understand, it is only the number of gopis that I know of. 108 is Krishna had millions of gopis. Out of that, 108 were very dear to him. Out of that, 8 were dear to him. It's like that.
And that is why, the beads.
And then first, there. If you always see, if you see your beads, there is some mark or tag after 8. You see this? After 8. This is Ashtagopi. So when you chant, you begin with this and you pray to these gopis to give you devotion to Krishna. And always when you chant, this mark will always remind you. So you come like this from the other side, this mark will remind you now gopis beads are beginning. And when you start, you always also know that you are beginning with the gopis. So it's like that. So it's just, see, number that way, number only is, only important is Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibhi. It means you have to regulate your mind by chanting names, specific number of names of God. All these numbers, 16, 32, 108 beads, all these are important just to regulate your mind. So that the mind gets trained into doing certain things regularly. Otherwise, if you keep it 16 rounds one day, 8 rounds other day, then it is only on mental platform, that is a whimsically. You feel like doing it, do, don't like, feel like, don't do it. But when you say, whether you like it or not, mind gets trained into that, tuned into that also, and starts liking it. Then becomes mind's another nature to chant. So it is a part of the training of the mind. These numbers are meant for training the mind. So, the Lord chanted also like that himself when he came. Lord's devotees chanted like that when they came. Saintly people, Rishi, Muni, everybody chanted like that only. So, it's an age old established practice to chant with fixed number of rounds or times. Although when it was 2 lakh names of the Lord per day for Raghunath Das Goswami, it was a regulation. The 3 lakhs per day for Haridas Thakur, it was a regulation. All this was regulation. 2000 dandavats per day for Raghunath Das Goswami. It was a regulation. Every day parikrama, larger parikrama for Sanatana Goswami, it was a regulation. Whether you are 70 year old, whether you are 5 year old, it's a wow. So it has to be followed like that. That all these very difficult high level vows or simple vows like ours, 16 rounds and everything, all these are meant to train the mind. Make the mind your best friend from Krishna conscious point of view. Otherwise the mind is, even if you do 64 rounds a particular day and next day no rounds, and the other day you do 128 rounds and next day you don't do any rounds, it is not still, mind is not trained in that. Hare Krishna. Main ta meeting madhe aaye, main ata tujhe nahi bol shakat. After 1 hour I can speak to you. So, most important is not how much you do, how regularly you do. You may do, so that's why you say, you chant 2 rounds in the beginning of your spiritual life, but do it regularly. Then you chant 4 rounds in your life, then do it regularly. We say that don't go behind, don't go down. If you can chant 6 rounds per day, it will be nice, otherwise continue 4 rounds every day. And that is how we train, because we ultimately are interested in the mind which is not trained. The mind is telling you one day drink alcohol, another day watch a movie, third day do good to some blind man, and fourth day pray to God. So this, nowhere you are getting by that unless you are regulated. as well.
One of recently, now in our meeting, one of the gentlemen asked, he's not completely into the Krishna consciousness, just coming up, he likes the philosophy now. So he was into the aspect that he donated the family, they went and donated a chair to an orphanage, wheelchair. And the caretaker of the orphanage has they specifically said not to inform that who's donated. And these people were standing there, and then the girl who got the chair, and unfortunately the person has stood. Fortunately, unfortunately, these are the people who have donated chair for you.
Mm.
That small girl was sitting in the chair, and she looked at them with such a sense of gratitude, and which felt other way bad for the donors.
They felt that she has understood that we are the donors.
Donors, and then after coming back, they underwent some trauma. Both of them saying, "See, that girl will be thinking for the rest of the life that she is indebted to us for this thing. So what that person has done wrong?"
Which person?
The caretaker. So, in that, from the Krishna conscious point of view, what I said was that, see, we donate to the temple. There are various people donating to the temple. Somebody asked to write his name there. Somebody says no. But looking at there are some people who will say it's up to you. But if you leave it to the temple president, he will write everybody's name there. But purpose being that it is for the preaching. It's going to inspire more people. It's going to be good. It is not that somebody is doing anything. So, what that person has done is basically to inspire more people. And plus, that is, she otherwise she will be thinking all her life, who is this people? And if she will be showing that gratitude, now she will be happy that she knows who is that. And this is what is my explanation to them, that he was saying that no, that shouldn't have been there. So,
it's an individual desire, but like some time ago, some devotees were helped here, and they were not told who helped. They're all time asking, who is that person who helped us? We want to pray for him. I would say pray for him anyways, without name. There's one person who can pray. Because the person didn't want to tell who he helped. But one day they came to know who helped, and they were quite a kind of peaceful that day. And they could also pray specifically for that person. So if you ask me, I will like to explain them who helped.
Then otherwise they will be hankering always from the child point of view.
They can be relation, they can be gratitude, they can be very wonderful thing happen personally. But some people don't want to get proud themselves, that's why they don't want to tell.
It is mentioned somewhere, some same question. Because when we give someone, at the same time, we say our names and everything. There is a chance of one is pride, and another point is we will not get 100% benefit of that dana. Whichever dana you are giving, you should not say, I am giving, because ultimately Krishna is giving. You are not the person who gave. It is not your property that you are giving. It is the Krishna who gave you. So it is they should pray to Krishna. Whoever has given me the donation, please. Because Krishna knows who has given. Ultimately, who knows? Krishna knows. The person has been completely separated from that pride, which is a dangerous thing. Tomorrow I will do something. The caretaker has to take in that precaution. Sometimes some people, for an individual example, give a temple. There is a need of temple construction, and there are some people who have donated. You should also announce. Your temple is, you have to construct now temple. If you are not announcing who has given donations,
so these are all actually very much in details. At different circumstances, the situation may be different. But all the changing circumstances, if the idea is to serve the Lord and to inspire others to serve the Lord, whatever needful at that particular situation, for that event, one should do. So, at times one should say, okay, declare. At times one should say, don't declare. Depending on situations. There's also in the material world, whenever you give donation, there's a chance of feeling proud. The person whom you give to will all look up to you with great gratitude and thankfulness. So at times you may feel embarrassed because you must have helped many people. Everybody starts looking at you with gratitude, then you feel I am a great man. So generally the big donors now who help everybody, for example, everybody in need that two people help, for example, then they would not like to tell their name because they know that most of the people are going to look up to me like this, Prabhuji, thank you so much. And they would not like to have that kind of relationship. They would like to have normal relationships, you know, of friendship and or simply of gratitude. Somebody is only thanking you and always crying for you in thankfulness. Then they feel, well, I would like to have also normal friendship, no, rather than only thanking gratefully. But if one person helps only one person in life, two persons in life, then doesn't matter much. But these people are like, you know, they help every person almost who is need. And not necessarily monetarily, not that money they throw and help them. It's like going out of the way and helping, you know. Right away, standing in courts for somebody for divorce cases, right from, you know, standing and buying tickets and sending them abroad and going physical all arrangements and everything. To that extent they go for simple devotees, not like so-called famous and affluent and senior devotees only, because I feel like doing something. The most new people also they help like that only. In some divorce cases, they will go all out to stand, fight the case and, you know, help the lady to be settled down, securities, everything.
Wherever it is not connected to Krishna, all this is just a philanthropic activity,
yeah,
isn't it? So if there, what I am looking at is that what the exchange that has happened was at that level only. Nowhere the Krishna was there.
That is the whole thing.
So
here when charity is
there. I wanted to bring to the point,
yeah,
that Krishna is there, where then it depends upon the authority there to decide depending on the circumstances.
Exactly. That is the whole point.
Yeah.
When there is Krishna in the center, then at one time you can choose not to tell, at one time you can choose to tell. Only when Krishna is in the center. But when Krishna is not in the center, better not to tell, because it's going to 100% give the pride to you.
So in that circumstances, for that person, it was not better not to inform. Because
yeah,
there was no...
Because he is not a devotee, he is not doing it for Krishna's sake also. He is just doing a philanthropy charity. So for him, definitely it will give pride. So he is avoiding, he is aware of that. So anybody wants to say anything about Lord Ram? Lord Ram Nami is coming very soon. On 19th it will begin, 20th it will end. So it is overlapping on 2 days, tithi wise.
No relationship partial incarnation, but when that bow has been broken,
that you have to hear the pastime.
But that particular pastime, when Lakshmana was very angry, but Lakshmana being as in partial incarnation of the Lord, how he can't understand Parshuram?
It's all lila, bro. It's all lila. They all understand everything, but otherwise. Even Ravan, when he died, he said Jai Sri Ram, no? So how suddenly he said Jai Sri Ram? No, it is like he already knew, but he is acting as Ravan now, so he has to act well. So he has to act as a full enemy and do everything possible to prove the world that I am the enemy of Lord Ram. So Parshuram was already existing in the world, and Parshuram had the bow. See, there was a war between Lord Shiva and Vishnu. And then it is said that when Lord Shiva was fighting with Vishnu, Shiva had Dhanusha and Vishnu had Dhanusha. So Lord Vishnu did hunkar, you know, something like that, just by sound. By the sound, the bow of Lord Shiva became inactive. So in Marathi we say, hunkar dila ani Dhanusha sitil dhala. So he gave hunkar and the bow became totally inactive. And Vishnu's bow was very active still. So that bow was donated to the ancestors of Dashrath long time back, maybe Raghu was given. Then it was by tradition, it was given next king and next king and next king. So Dashrath inherited that bow and it was kept as a museum piece, Lord Shiva's bow. So you have got a great thing to preserving it. 350 men would be there to move that bow anytime they want to move. 350 strong men would be required to move that. And it was like a ceremony to watch 350 men moving that bow from one place to another. So that bow, Prashwat said that anybody who breaks that bow and put ties, first of all, Pratyancha. Sorry, Janak, I am very sorry. Not Jasrat at all, it is Janak only. So Janak's ancestors received that. And Janak was the heir apparent to receive that. And Janak said, whoever lifts that and puts string to that. No, he didn't say break. He never said break. He just said put string to that. Which means also lift it, bend it, and tie it. It's not ordinary activities. All three. Each activity is like a huge activity. So when Lord Ram did that, he also broke it out of context. It's not mandatory to break, but it was just like, you know, he bent it so much, it became like a round and just cracked. And then it trembled the whole 14 universes, 14 planetary systems. It shook with the sound. Something like they felt Pralay is coming. And that sound broke the meditation of Parshuram, who was sitting on the Mahendra mountain. So his meditation broke. And he understood ki because of this bow was broken, this sound has been coming. So immediately he got angry. Who has that kind of arrogance to break this kind of bow? So he went immediately. By that time the marriage took place and ceremony took place and Bharat was going. In the meantime, by the time he travelled from Mahendra Parvat to Janakpuri, the marriage took place properly and everything officially took place, and then they were going back to Ayodhya on the chariot with all the Rishi, Munis, Vasishta, everybody was there. So Vasishta said that my left body is trembling. My left body, my thigh and left arm is trembling. So something bad is going to happen. But as I see, some cows are grazing by, some deers are passing away. So that will be a temporary mishap. That's the symptoms. He could see some deers passing by and some cows grazing at the same time. So he said, whatever bad omen is there is going to be a temporary one. It is going to be immediately subdued. Suddenly that big roaring sound came. And sure enough, Parshuram appeared there. He said, Who are you? How dare you do these things? I heard that you broke a bow of Lord Shiva. But you don't understand that whatever you broke was the inactivated bow of Lord Shiva. It was not an active bow. It was being rendered inactive. Usko shithil kar diya gaya tha. So what is the big thing? I will give you a bow of Vishnu, which is fully active. If you break that bow, then I will understand you are somebody. Because he had been told by his ancestors that whenever your arrogance is subdued by somebody, you will understand that is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when he said all these things, he was not trying to judge that person whether he is Supreme God or not. He just out of anger he was talking. But then Lord Ram was so cool. Lakshman was getting so angry. He was like boiling. He said, I will just start war with this man. What does he think of himself? My brother is insulting. It's like unbearable for him, you know. So Vasishtha said also, cool down. Lord Ram said, don't worry about it. See, Lord Ram was very humble. He was using all strong words for him. Lord Ram was so humble. So he was so respectful. And very respectfully also, he picked up the bow and he broke it. I think he broke it, right?
He just held it.
He lifted it and he put anyway, these are all details, doesn't matter. But when he did that, immediately he got a vision of Vishnu. And immediately he cooled down, he bowed down. He said, I'm very sorry. This is the time it was told to me. Someday your arrogance will be defeated. Very clearly defeated. You'll understand that you are fully defeated. At that time you'll know that Supreme Lord will be the person who will do that. So only Lord Ram came to know that he has understood now, and he didn't declare to anybody. Parshuram understood and he kept quiet. Lord Ram understood and he kept quiet, because Lord Ram is acting as a man, as a simple man, ideal man. He's not acting as God. So Lord Ram didn't want to declare to the whole world, I am Supreme God. You know, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, do you understand now? Supreme God. It's not like that. He wanted to just, it's between him and him. In the level of the heart, both of them understood, bowed down. And he went to Mahendra Parvat. And he was told, you just go and do tapasya now, and that's it. Your work is now over, because now I have come. Now I have come, so whatever purpose you had come for, it is now fulfilled. So you can just now go peacefully. So I think he gave more weapons also to him. There are a lot of things he gifted him at that time. I have to read that now. It was a very good exchange, very hot exchange in the beginning and then very loving exchange in the end. And then they went away very peacefully back to Ayodhya. So like the something bad happened in one sense, but within few minutes it was also corrected. Parshuram.
So what are the activities which Lord Ram perform are significant to us nowadays, like his Leela, which we can follow today's day and age?
If any other lady proposes to you, you say, thank you very much. Lord Ram was proposed by so many people, not one people. In Lord Ram's life only, there may be 17, 18 types of people proposed to him. We want to marry you, please marry us. We are too much, our heart is melting for you with love. They are not exactly lusty like, you know, other ladies are. They were really in love to serve. They wanted, there were so many men who were in that bhav. Right from time of getting out of the kingdom to exile, all time, wherever he went, ladies were getting attracted to him. He went to Mithila, there ladies were attracted to him. When he got married with Sita also, ladies were attracted to him. When he was coming from there to Ayodhya, Ayodhya ladies were attracted to him. When Ayodhya, so he went to exile, in the exile, sages were attracted to him. Wherever he went, there were ladies attracted to him. He always said one thing, this is my ek prutni vrata, I cannot get married to any other person. Second is compassion. Equality was such a great thing in him that he said, what to speak of Vibhishan, I will even forgive Ravan also if he comes to me. It is my vow, he said. Whoever comes and says, I am yours, I will never abandon him. He has to say once to me, yeah, I am yours. That is why we all have to go to duties, always say, I am yours. What is Sanskrit word? I forgot. This is one nice one, Sanskrit word. I will remember it in the course of time. I am yours. When you say that, when somebody says that, even if he is malicious in intention, he is a cheater, he is my enemy, still, if he says that, I will accept him. Not only accept him, I will not only accept him, I will also protect him from dangers. That is God's promise. So please bring division. Imagine the compassion that he had. And he was so great that as soon as the division came to him, before even anything happened, he coronated him, bring water from sea. Water from sea, and he sprinkled water and coronated him as king. There only. He didn't put crown or anything, but took a vow by water. I will take a vow today, and I will not return to Ayodhya unless I kill Ravan and all his family members, and unless I put you as a king of Lanka, I will not return back to Ayodhya. Another thing is his gratefulness. He was so grateful to the monkeys, you know. So grateful that they served him so much. That when he want to go back to Ayodhya, he called his Viman. That Viman actually was Pushpak Viman of Kubera, which Ravan had stolen from Kubera in a war. Kubera is his Sautela, you know, his cousin, not Sautela, what do you call that? English me kya bolta usko?
Step brother.
His another mother's son, Kubera. So he couldn't tolerate his wealth and his power, so fought with him only, and he stole his Pushpak Viman. And he was flying with that everywhere. So that Pushpak Viman came back to him when he killed him. So Pushpak Viman is like not a particular area, kind of 700, 7000 square feet area. It's not like that. It's a ever expanding Viman. You can increase it into size as per your desire, as per your want, as per your desire. So all the ministers and whoever, they climbed up. So the monkeys wanted to climb up on that. Something like it is like, I think 70 crores of monkeys are there. So monkeys said, we want to get in, you know, want to go to see Ayodhya. So imagine, he could have said, monkeys, you know, please come by next train. He could have told that to him. But he was so grateful ultimately I may be a great man, or maybe humankind, and I may be a great race in the world, and I may be a kingly personality and from great Vamsha of Raghu, and but ultimately who helped me? Monkeys. I had to take shelter of monkeys to help me. How can I just not respect them and not love them and not reciprocate with them? So come on, everybody. So the Pushpak expanded. And Pushpak expanded, and this is, and all the monkeys got in. As soon as the monkeys got in, they said, ki, we have one more request. Our wives want to come. They said, okay, let's get them also. 70 crores wife entered. So 140 crores. Only mother and outside. Inside. He took all of them to Ayodhya. So whether we get helped by great men, or whether we get helped by simpleton people, you know, sometimes very simple people actually. Sometimes we feel so even ashamed to say that we got help from this person. That's below our dignity to tell people also, ki, I got help from him that time. When I slipped on the road, this bhangi lifted me up. So we feel very ashamed to tell ki, this dirty man picked me up on the road when I fell down. Lord Ramchandra was so magnanimous at heart, you know. Another thing, Lord Ramchandra is, it is explained in Ramayana, that how much he loved his wife, that he fought such a huge war. Mahabharata war is a peanut war in front of Ram-Ravan war, you know that? As of course the age is also previous age and things are also different. But Mahabharata is supposed to be a big war, but Ramayana was really big war. I don't know the exact numbers, but numbers were superfluous. They are incomparable with numbers of Mahabharata. Huge. And all Daivi Astras, Shastras were fought. See, here there is no Daivi Astras. Or see, Arjuna used some Daivi Astras. At request of Ram, at request of Krishna, Vajrayana Astra for Karna and somebody like that. But usually these Astras were not used in Mahabharata war. Ramayana was only Astras only, Divya Astras only. Everything like sky, this, that, fire and water and all kinds of smokes and everything was like, too much of mystical things were there. It was such a huge war. It is said that just to prove his love and his protective nature to his dear wife, he destroyed the full Rakshasa army. So that's how one should be ready to protect his wife. Now protection has many levels of understanding. Protection means physical protection. Protection means emotional protection. Protection means social protection. Protection means spiritual protection. All levels of protection are important. You can't say I'll protect physically and destroy you emotionally. No one can touch you, but I will destroy you emotionally. That is not protection. Protection means all protections at one together. Spiritual protection, social protection, family protection. Emotional protection is very important for women. Many times in the name of protection, all protections will give, but we torture women emotionally. That's because we are controlling them. So Lord Ramchandra, how much he cared for Sita actually by his action. At the same time, he was very straightforward personality. He never violated any royal rules and regulations also. He could have any time called for Ayodhya army. You can say the rule of Vanvas is that you cannot take anything from your kingdom. That is the rule. But there is also apadharma, na? When there is emergency, one can do anything. So he could have said, okay, I was not a normal Vanvas now. Wife is kidnapped by a big demon. If we were normal Vanvas, then nothing could have been taken. But now my wife is taken by not an ordinary Bhilla, tribal person in the forest. A big demon who has defeated all the demigods. He has taken my wife. So I need help. So he could have royally given the help also. But Bharat would have been very happy to come and bring his army. Still, he was fixed on his vow. Another thing which really, really impresses me is that, you know, everybody was enraged in the whole kingdom, and Lord Rama was very cool when he was told to go to forest. And he said, "That's all, mother. For this much request, you have to do so many things. Father is crying and everything. There is no need to do anything of this. You are going Krodh Bhavan. You are lying with black clothes on the ground, you are shedding tears without ornaments. father is almost unconscious. For that's only one thing, to tell me to go to forest, you could have just come and told me, I would have gone. So coolly tells. I mean, just you have to read that pastime. You know, so coolly tells. No acting, no drama. From heart, he tells. Absolute detachment. No one can imagine. Tomorrow you are going to become the world king. It's only one evening separating from one night separating you from getting crowned for a world king, and that too not by popular vote. There's no voting day that day. So, everybody in the world unanimously from heart they wanted to accept him. I mean, sovereignty, just see how much sovereignty they had. Who's that person? So that much privilege he had. And it was only one night. Even that time also he was undergoing ceremonies. There were so many ceremonies going on, you know. Continuous process was going on for many days, that preparing for that next day's ceremony of coronation. And he was in the middle of the coronation ceremony. Some process was going on. Some purificatory rituals were going on. And he was just called, ki Mother Kaikeyi is calling you. And so Kulli said, you know, there was no shock. Everybody else was shocked. Sitadevi fainted, Lakshman was enraged, Dasharath fainted. So everybody was like completely unable to bear. He was so cool. In fact, he was pacifying. When Bharat came back na, after some time, and when he went back to meet Lord Ram, he was just giving bad words to his mother like anything. And Lord Ram said, no, you should not do this. She was your mother. That this is the height of, you know, height of, I don't know how to say, Sita Pradnya or compassion or love. Of the heart, you can't know, explain in one word. But she was like one after another trying to condemn him, one after another. She made them wear those tree bark in front of their own eyes. Now you wear it. Not only you, Sita, you also wear it. You can imagine such a situation. All of her made to wear those tree bark. She brought it, see, this is for you, please wear it. Remove all those ornaments, everything. She was very cool. Shant, accepting everything. Very peacefully walking away. And even in that trying situation, he was, Lord Ram was so much concerned about his father's prestige or father's good name. They were all convincing him, now I will reverse the, make your mother reverse the curse and everything, and you can stay back. Or for the sake of vow, you just go and touch the forest and come back. Everything, they were shastrically coming out with some options, you know. But he said, no. If my father has ordered me, if he has given vow to his wife and he has said, yes, I will fulfill your vow, and she has asked him and he has said yes, and then I cannot just try to have solutions in between and some concessions, some discounts and compromise to keep my father's word. But I don't want to make him feel ki my words were not kept by my son. But then what about my kul? My kul is meant for to give life for the word. That is the glory of my kul. Family lineage. So he was determined, telling people to go back. People were chasing him. He said, wherever you are, we'll follow you. That will be Ayodhya, and wherever you are not, that will become forest. So we'll convert Ayodhya into forest, and we'll go wherever with you are going, and we'll make that Ayodhya. That was Lord Ram. People were talking about him. Such a personality he was. People, old men, children, old ladies, young ladies, animals, everybody left their things as it is without carrying anything with them. They just followed Lord Ram. He said, if you are on the forest, on Vanvas, exile, then we will all be in exile with you. If you are supposed to undergo exile, then we would like to undergo exile with you for 14 years. Such popularity, it's only out of love. It's not out of some bribing or something. Very impressive that thing, you know, just to be so detached when you are deprived of what you most deserve. And how nicely he convinced Bharat to return. Imagine that Bharat was like an onslaught, you know, emotional onslaught. The way he came, he had said, ki hook or crook, I will make my brother become king. He fall at his feet, it's all because of me. My mother all has done because of me, so I have the culprit behind all these things, and I am simply pulled into this. I will see that. I'll clear the whole situation. By that time, mother, father, everybody was, I mean, mother, all mothers were already widows, that father died and everything, so Rekai also already changed heart. So he said, I will just do it. But Lord Ram was so determined to keep up his word of his father. And Bharat felt so frustrated, you know, he was like really a frustrated guy. Maybe severe depression he must have gone through, acute depression. It's such a painful heart, he put all the paraphernalia into that well, Bharat Koop. And he went back.
I remember that scene.
What a scene it was. What a scene it was.
In my mind.
Bharat, you know, imagine this situation.
So the Isoni Ramayana, that previous day, they all were debating that. Asking to combine that he is not getting ready. So everybody is perplexed what to do and decision was not taken. So then suddenly, Janak was coming. So then everybody said that, okay, now he is coming, so he will now give the decision. So
family crisis, na, so Janak was coming.
Yeah. So next day he comes and then again it was shown that there is a sabha and the way, like even dialogues.
They're exactly from Ramayana, by the way.
Yeah.
This Ramayana of Raman Sagar is word to word verbatim from Ramayana.
Then he says that at this time Bharat ka palada bhari hai.
Bharat will win.
Yeah. He definitely wins. And then everybody becomes very happy. But then he said, lekin jo premi hota hai aur uska jo prem hota hai jiske prati, to प्रेम जब वो दिखाता है तो ही डज नॉट एक्सेप्ट दैट ही विल विन, ही डज व्हाट द प्रेमी वांट्स. सो ही शुड ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड
व्हाट विंस इज लव, नॉट अ पर्सन.
सो देन अल्टीमेटली सो ही गिव्स द डिसीजन. सो नाउ व्हेन आई अंडरस्टैंड, यस, ही इज महाजन एक्चुअली. सो देन एवरीबडी रियली भरत सेड दैट रियली यू हैव ओपनड माय आईज टुडे दैट व्हाट इज लव. Love means what your beloved wants to be done, not that what you want to be done for him. Maybe that is selfless also.
But still, yeah. It is
but
your
still,
desire.
Yeah, still your desire.
But the both high level concept, too high level concept. Too much high level. It's like it's almost selfless, but still, it is there is some desire that you have. You want it to be done like that. But this is beyond that also.
And when we see today the same scenario, two brothers voting vote for one BHK loan.
Lord Ram, now when he was a child, he was a small child, he was such a mature person, you know, and as a boy also. All the brothers would go and, you know, shoot arrows and pluck mangoes and, you know, whose mango it is. Sometimes there were two arrows in one mango. The mango will fall down, there will be two arrows stuck in that. So they'll fight, you know, I struck it first. So Lord Ram always would give all the mangoes to his friend, his brothers. He just make them, it's yours. There was no fight at any time with him, but others were fighting, then also he would give their mangoes, so it's your mangoes, like that. He always took a position in such a way of unity of everybody else. He never sided anybody. He always wanted all the brothers to be together. As a brother, he taught so much wonderful lessons to his brother, actually, all brothers. So they said that after the kingdom was given, so he said that Lanka you have given to Bibhishan, and I don't remember details of that. But in that discussion of distribution of property, Ayodhya also was distributed among his brothers. So then they asked, where you will stay? Because Lanka is given to Bibhishan, and I think Lakshman, Bharat, Satrughna, Ayodhya was divided. It's like in discussion only.
The whole universe was divided.
It's not actually done. It's like they were discussing. So they said, then where you will stay? He said, I will stay in the heart of my devotees. You're not fighting such a big war and you are surrendering your resources to the most qualified person. See, he was not attached at all. And everybody blames Lord Ram that how cruel he was, and he put his wife into a test of fire and abandoned her and all. But actually it was only to glorify Sita. Very difficult to understand now also. But from the Acharyas we know that it was only meant to glorify Sita. And finally it was supposed to meant to glorify Sita only. Sita never had a doubt that it is, why it is done like this. In the true sense, Sita never had a doubt. What his husband says, whatever it is good for him, for his own well-being, and whatever he is doing in that decision is always good for me. Of course, she was in pain to have separation from the Lord, but she was not questioning why my husband did this to me. So she underwent all the tests. She was glorified by that. His love for her also was glorified by that. Anything else? Somebody remembers? Lord Ram.
Ideal king,
right? King, though. Ideal king, right?
Still people remember. I remember when early days television was started, like, and my father also told me, even marriages, the timing of the marriages we see, and fixing the time of the marriage, people say, if you are keeping Ramayana there, then we will come. Otherwise, keep after the Ramayana session.
Oh.
The Ramayana is so important.
This Ramayana was so important.
So important that they want that timing of this. Na, if you are keeping marriage timings, at least keep some Ramayana there, like ongoing. They don't want to come on that timing. So this people are so much attached.
Now it is time for Ramayana. I think everybody wants to leave and see it. So I'll end the class here.
There is so much people. हमारे पास पहले बहुत 25 साल की बुलाने पर टीवी आया था ना, तो पूरा गली मैंने मतलब they have to see, like, wherever the space is there, no, they sit and they see. One television is whole of the, what you can say.
Yeah.
Even in
community.
Village also, I remember in my village, there were no electricity during that time. So, 3-4 tractors used to come together.
Of generator?
Tractors, their metal.
Engine, huh?
So, they used to put together, and then whole 3-4 villages used to come together.
Sri Ramayana.
And then Sri Ramayana. All these farmers and everybody, I still remember, I was plowing the field, so I also came.
This Ramanand Sagar, Napuji, one of our devotees saying, close by here. He was working in that troop of Ramayana serial. He was working as an accountant or something like that. So he said that always the glass of whiskey would be under this, like this. So platform here, the platform here. No? So the glass of whiskey and Ramanand Sagar will give commentary. So beginning, He speaks the great things he speaks in the beginning. As soon as the shot is cut, he will take the whiskey and drink it. Again, keep it down. And again, next shot, for the next serial, he will speak. This is commentary on the forthcoming scene. Like that. But nonetheless, he made
also.
The... That is why it is said that one can give a most wonderful class, but he can be a most greatest debauchee. But still, he can give most shastric and most impressive heart-rendering class. So giving a wonderful class doesn't mean anything. It can be simply a work of intelligence and eloquence. Nothing to do with the soul. And it is, only thing is, it doesn't affect the heart. I mean, even if an eloquent heart class is given by a insincere or not a pure-hearted person, it will only impress your brain, but it will never change your heart. You will not convert into a devotee because of that class. But nonetheless, he made whole India and so many other countries Ram conscious. It was like, you know, my God, that time roads would be empty.
It is also based on Prabhupada's books. Mahabharata and everything on Prabhupada.
Not only Prabhupada, really.
There are so many books, but
they have taken reference of all Prabhupada's books, but they have taken reference of all Ramcharit Manas, many other saintly people have taken.
In Krishna serial they made, na? They put the some Prabhupada video also that, like that.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
Krishna, the whole book they have taken that Krishna book of Prabhupada.
Talking about Ramayana is not only from Prabhupada.
Yeah, yes.
I don't know, so, before coming in, somebody said, but about Lord Ram, explanation.
Yeah. That we spoke before you came. That is something five star.
So Lord Ram's name is more powerful than
Lord Ram.
Two instances what I remember from people mentions. One is I think after the war and everything when they were assembled.
Loudly because they can't hear anything.
Lord Ram's name is more powerful than the Lord Ram himself. So there were two instances what I remember hearing. After the everything war everything is over and they were all assembled, I think for some function Lord Ram invites lot of kings and all, so of course sages are also there, and one of the kings, I don't remember the name of that king, and he happens to enter the assembly, and he pay obeisances to everyone except Maharshi Vishwamitra there. So Maharshi Vishwamitra, he gets very angry. And he curses that. That and he in fact asks Ram that his head should be chopped off by tomorrow. So this is the order. And you invited me for this insult, and why did you do this thing? So this has to happen.
Yeah, you continue.
Then in short, then that king has no other shelter but Hanumanji. So he goes and narrates the whole thing. Hanumanji is no problem. So Hanumanji, next day the Ram comes to fight with the king to kill him, and Hanumanji takes him on his shoulder, and he said, continue to chant Ram's name. So there was a
kavacha
of Ram's name. Ram. So Ram, he tried it every way.
Lord Ram himself, by the way.
Himself. He tried
himself.
Every way, that is to circle and go back, circle and go back. Then this amazed all, like whole demigods, everyone was standing and looking at this thing. This is a great thing happening. And then finally Vishwamitra was amazed, and Vishwamitra said, now I myself will kill. Ram is not doing anything. So when that Vishwamitra starts, then the king comes and falls at his feet. Then the whole thing, he gets specified, and then he says, yes, Lord Ram's name is powerful then. Yes. There is another instance also when they think, many of you know this, throwing the stones into
stones.
The,
in.
So that
one more incident is there. One more incident that one person was there. Second incident is this, Lord Ram was, he did not write his name and he threw and it sunk. And others were writing his name. So Lord Ram was puzzled. Like Lord Ram said that, how it is happening like this? You know, you are throwing and it is not sinking, and I threw, it is sinking. So embarrassing for me. He says, yes, Lord Ram, whoever you disown and you throw away, it has to sink only, na? How he can be floating? How can he be floating? How can he be floating? How can he be floating? One more is that one person was one king. One person. He was so busy, Lord Hanuman was preaching. You take Lord Ram's name, you know, chant Lord Ram. He said he has no time at all. So Lord Hanumanji was very meticulous, and he went in details, and he went in full itinerary, what time you get up, what time you eat, what time you sleep, what time you take bath, what time you work, what time you talk to your wife, what time you play with your children, what time you go back to sleep, lunch, dinner, breakfast, everything he asked. Ramnam Bhakta, na? He said, nothing, no problem. If you don't have any other time, you please chant while you are doing your morning business. So you are sitting in the jungle and chanting the Lord's name. Actually, I am sorry to tell you, wrong story. It was not Hanuman, somebody else preached him. Not Hanuman, I am very sorry. It was somebody else preached him. So he was like, kind of helplessly, he was saying, now I can't argue with this. So then he started chanting. And then Hanuman came there and he saw, okay, this man is chanting while passing stool. So he gave him a tight slap, you know, so tight slap, you shameless person, you don't understand, this is Lord's holy name, shouldn't be chanting like this, you are chanting in the most heinous activity you are doing, and chanting the holy name of the Lord Ram. So he gave a tight slap to him, and
So then,
Hare Krishna. So,
and next day, Lord Ram, he went to meet Lord Ram in the assembly. And Lord Ram is sitting like this. What happened? He said, he cannot speak because his whole right cheek, his left cheek is fully swollen and he can't even use his tongue. It's just simply impossible to move at all. So what happened? He said, one of my devotees hit me. So he said, whoever hits you, I will kill him. I take a vow that whoever has hurt you, I will kill him. So then you have to kill yourself. Why? He said, that devotee was chanting my name and you hit him like that. Silently, I take the hit because you're chanting my holy name. Uttar Hanumanji came to understand that. Lord Ram receives the bhav of the person who is chanting his name, and also somebody does like this also, that also he receives. So he was hitting him, that also he received. All that thing, and his whole cheek was swollen. So Hanumanji was what, like a realization he got. My God, this is how the Lord takes his holy name. When we chant the holy name, it's not like just like entertainment for the Lord. It's like Lord is enjoying, you know, you are singing and Lord is just entertaining himself. It's not like that. It is acceptance of love from our side, my Lord, at the level of the heart. So, thank you very much. Yes.
They wanted to go back to Sri Lanka. So he wrote something on the paper. He folded it and said, you just carry it and walk. And they could walk through the ocean. And when nearing the end, they were, aisa kya jadu hai isme ki you can walk on the ocean with this.
Name of the Lord Ram.
You opened the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Mataji, for coming. Jai ho. प्रभु रामचंद्र भगवान की राम नाम महिमा की जय हो।
सॉरी मिस्टर वेंकट के साथ मीटिंग था तो
कोई बात नहीं, आप आए बाहर आइए।